Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting since 1973, and I've written for several of the Treasure magazines. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. If your goal is to become wealthy by metal detecting for coins, you probably aren't going to do it at the local parks and schoolyards. It takes more planning, research, and effort to locate sites teeming with old coins, but you'll appreciate all the homework you did to find those treasure troves when you dig pennies with Indians, nickels with buffaloes, and dimes with ladies with wings in their hair. Remember that to find old coins, you have to go where old coins were lost when they were new. It's inconceivable that an otherwise intelligent adult would think he could find valuable old coins in a new park. Old coins are found in old places. Research is the name of the game. And in this program, we'll discuss some simple research methods that can lead you to the lost coins of long ago. Well-thought-out research won't guarantee that you'll find the valuable coin you're seeking, but it will tip the odds in your favor. It will also change your attitude from one of dread, as in, where in the world do I start, to one of excitement and anticipation. For coin shooters, the main goal of researching is to find hitherto unknown locations where old coins are likely to be found. Or, stated another way, in order to be a successful coin shooter, you need to find the forgotten places where people gathered years ago. Put yourself in a mindset so you're thinking about finding places like these. The old county fairgrounds that was abandoned when the new fairgrounds opened just after World War I. The edge of town field, now a soybean patch, where families gathered to picnic and watch mustachioed muscle men play the new game of baseball in the 1870s. The now filled-in lake that was a popular swimming and sunbathing spot a century ago. The vacant lot in town where movies were projected onto a big sheet every Saturday night, when films were still silent. These places are more difficult to find and to search than the local park or schoolyard, but the potential rewards are infinitely greater. A visit to your library and a couple of hours with a book about the history of your town or your county can give you a lifetime's worth of new leads for old coins. An Air Force buddy of mine named Robert Armstrong, through research at the Selma, Alabama Public Library, found out that the Union soldiers had camped on the banks of the Alabama River, right downtown, the night before they marched through Selma during the Civil War. He fought the weeds there and found three coins and a Philadelphia department store token from the 1840s and 1850s that had probably dropped out of a Yankee's pocket as he prepared his campsite that night. I once found the shell of an old schoolhouse in a desolate country area off a seldom-used back road. Just blind luck? No. I followed the directions in a privately printed book written years ago by a local old-timer who had been a student there as a child. It had not been used as a school since 1900, and though I got few beeps, every beep I got was at the very least an Indian head penny. One thing even a beginner can do is constantly stay alert for changes in the environment. When a sidewalk or paved road is broken up and removed to make room for a new one, when a new home goes up, when an old building comes down, when a lake is drained, when a dock is built, all these changes present rare occasions for a coin shooter to find old coins. But you must act quickly. When the city removed the sidewalk beside my house, I was on vacation. When I returned to find a new sidewalk, I felt sick. The old sidewalk had been there for 75 years, and I knew there were many old coins under it. I missed my chance, and I'm sure I won't be around the next time they replace it. One last tip. Hunting the edges often produces coins where other methods fail. Hunting the edges means to not spend so much time searching the obvious center of action spots, but instead concentrate on the perimeter of the hunting grounds. Many treasure hunters don't hunt these areas, so they may be ripe for you. Go where no man has gone before. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at danhughesmail@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.